miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, coming up for the end of the hour, so stay around for that. Dr. Robert Marks is an orthopedic surgeon regarded among one of the world's top orthopedic surgeons. He's treated thousands upon thousands of knee and shoulder injuries and is very well known for his expertise in ACL and complex multi-ligament knee reconstructive surgery. His book is called The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery for Sport's Most Devastating Knee Injury. It's published by Demos Health. Dr. Robert Marks, thanks for joining us here today. I've always wondered what's more painful when it happens, an ACL or Achilles tendon tear. I see these in sports all the time, doctor.
That's a good question. Achilles tendon is also very common in sports. I think an ACL is generally more sore because you have swelling in the knee from the ACL tearing and bleeding into the knee. Pressure on the capsule is very painful. So when you have a big swollen knee after an injury like that, it's really sore. Achilles tendon's no fun either, but I think an ACL is more unpleasant.
I just refer back to that NCAA tournament when the Louisville basketball player did what he did on the floor in the NCAA in the Final Four. That was pretty rough to watch.
Yeah, he broke his tibia, and any long bone fracture like that's also extremely painful. So, yeah, that was very difficult to watch, although everyone did probably over and over.
It was pretty rough. Here's Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
So the ACL is a anterior cruciate ligament, and it is the main, hinge or main component of the knee joint. Tell us, why is it so severe compared to, for example, I've had both of my medial menisci repaired, as has my son from our squash days and his soccer days. Why is ACL so much more devastating an injury?
Well, the main thing with the ACL is if you tear your ACL and you want to go back to a sport like squash or the common ones in the United States, or basketball, soccer, lacrosse, things like that, cutting and pivoting sports, without your ACL, there's a high risk your knee's going to be unstable and shift out on you. And that's very unpleasant. So people who injure themselves in sports, 90% of ACL injuries occur in sport. People who want to go back to those sports generally have ACL reconstruction to be able to get back to sport once they tear it. And an ACL reconstruction versus an arthroscopic meniscus surgery is a much bigger deal, because although an ACL reconstruction is done arthroscopically, you're putting a new ligament in the knee, you're fixing it there with a couple of screws. It's a much bigger operation than a scope to remove a little bit of torn meniscus.
Now, you say that a lot of these can be prevented. Is that what percent or how important is prevention? And you go through and we'll get to it, but you go through a series of exercises. How important is prevention? Do we have any data saying how many of these injuries you could prevent?
It's about 2/3 of ACLs in sports can be prevented, probably a half to 2/3. And when I first heard of that, I didn't believe it. I thought it was ridiculous. I first heard it about 10 to 15 years ago that there were prevention programs targeted to prevent ACL injuries. It made no sense. How can you prevent an injury? If you're going to tear something, it's just going to tear. How can an exercise prevent it? Well, it turns out after years and years of research and study after study, there's really a lot of evidence to support prevention as working to eliminate, not completely, but eliminate a lot of ACL tears. And so it's really now conclusive and accepted by orthopedic surgeons that a large number of ACL injury can be prevented. It's just a question of getting the prevention exercises out to the masses, to the people who are actively involved in sports, and that's actually quite a challenge.
So I should say your book, The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sport's Most Devastating Injury, the author is Robert G. Marks, M.D., M-A-R-X, and there's actually a website that is www.drmarks.com. I think it's .com, isn't it? Dr. Marks?
DrRMarks.com, correct.
DrRMarks. RMARX.com. has this, but the book is beautifully illustrated to show these injuries. And one of the things I was curious of, why did you start with the plank?
Well, there's a series of exercises to make up this exercise prevention program. And the first thing is strength. And, you know, we used to think, you know, if you want to prevent a knee injury, strengthen the muscles around the knee, like the quad. So do, you know, quad exercises. But we've recognized over the last 10 years or so, 10, 15 years, the importance of the core and the hip in preventing problems around the knee, both whether pain but also injury prevention. So you got to have a stable hip, pelvis, and core to hold the leg in place. It's all connected. If you have a weak hip, then the knee is not supported well. And if your trunk is not solid, your body will wobble around above the knee, and the knee will be at higher risk of being injured. So strengthening the whole core and the hip is really key to injury prevention. And we start off with some strengthening exercises, including plank and side plank, because they're absolutely critical to strengthening the part of the body above the knee to hold everything in place.
And then you go into jumping and how you land with jumping. But you also do what I would call some dynamic, and what you call some dynamic exercises. Tell me what dynamic exercises are. Tell our listeners what dynamic exercise is and why it's important.
Well, a lot of the exercises, as you say, involve jumping and also balance, because a lot of injuries occur, ACL injuries in particular occur, because people are off balance and the knee gets into a vulnerable position. And also, they don't land properly from jumps. There's a safe way to land, and there's actually a dangerous way for people to land when jumping. So when you land, you want to land with your knees over your toes, not your knees caved in, as females often tend to do more than males. And you also want to land with your knees bent, not land with your legs straight. You want to land with your knees bent. And that can actually be taught through repetitive exercises with coaching and teaching. So balance and jump training, and the dynamic part can also be you can do balance exercise and throw in something related to the sport, such as catching a ball. So you can throw a ball back and forth standing on one leg. So you're working balance, but you're also doing something functional, something more dynamic at the same time.
And now how much of the injuries are people landing wrong or twisting wrong versus how much are contact? In other words, one of the players on the Oklahoma basketball team seemed to get hit from the side or got hit from the side and tore his ACL. How much of that is accident like that where you get hit from the side versus it's just a twisting and turning wrong?
Well, that's a very good point, because ACL injuries are typically broken up into so-called contact and non-contact ACL injuries. Non-contact ones happen, as you say, when someone pivots or twists. There's no one even touches them. They just pivot and twist so hard, changing directions, that they tear their ACL. Or they land from a jump awkwardly. No one touches them, but they tear their ACL. It depends on the sport, of course, but approximately two-thirds of ACL injuries occur without contact, so-called non-contact ACL injuries. And those are the ones that we believe are particularly preventable.
Joe?
Because those are ones that are based on your body position and body mechanics, and that can be likely best affected through a prevention program. If someone runs you over, and your knee gets bent in a bad position and you tear your ACL, that a prevention program is unlikely to help you a lot there.
We'll be back with Dr. Marks. More on ACLs coming up in a minute. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 4 minutes. Dr. Robert Marks, an orthopedic surgeon at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. He's published a book on anterior cruciate ligament injuries, prevention for athletes, the ACL solution. And it's written with the help of a physical therapist as well. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
And I should say that the Hospital for Special Surgery is one of the few rated higher than the Cleveland Clinic in orthopedic surgery. It is rated number one by U.S. News and World Report and has been for a number of years. Dr. Marks is a key component of that, being a specialist in the knee, and that's what we're talking about, the anterior cruciate ligament. Dr. Marks, is the reason athletes seem to be able to come back to playing better than they did 10 and 20 and 30 years ago, is that because of better surgery or better recovery or all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. We've learned a tremendous amount about knee surgery and the ACL in particular over the last 20, 30 years. So the surgery is done much differently. The rehabilitation is far more accelerated than it has been. 20 years ago, people were put in casts after ACL reconstruction, and now they start motion very, very early. So the rehabilitation and the surgery is much less invasive, and the rehabilitation is much more accelerated.
And is the rehabilitation a similar thing that as this is, that is prevent our prevent how different are prevention and rehabilitation?
That's a great question, Michael. I think the main thing is that when you're rehabilitating early on, first you want to just get the swelling down and the motion for the patient, and then work on strength until they're strong enough to do some light agility exercises and light jogging, usually around 4 months. And then somewhere between 6 months and 9 months, they start doing some things close to coming back to sports, what we call sports-specific exercises. And then somewhere, usually not before 6 months, but somewhere between 6 months and a year, they go back to sport. And where I think the two come together, prevention and rehabilitation, is really what you want to do right before they go back to sport is work on the prevention exercises. So just because they've had an injury doesn't mean it's too late, because people can re-injure their knee, and also injure the other knee. They can tear the other ACL, and they happen with equal frequency, re-tearing the graft, re-tearing the fixed knee, and tearing the ACL and the other knee are about equal in frequency once people have the surgery. So someone who's torn their ACL, once they finish their rehabilitation, once they finish their recovery, they're a perfect person to target with the prevention exercises.
And now, do sports teams, when I was, you know, I was a competitive athlete so long ago, we never did anything like this. Do sports teams now teach this? For example, do girls' basketball teams now routinely teach this type of exercise set? By the way, the book is The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sports' Most Devastating Injury. The lead author is Robert G. Marks, M-A-R-X. The website, www.drmarx.com. Do sports teams routinely teach this now?
That's actually why I wrote the book. In medicine, the way it works, as you know, is that we come up with the findings, we discover things, such as that many ACL injuries can be prevented. But from the time that discovery is made till it's widely adopted that everyone's doing prevention can take a long time. Just like we know seatbelts worked, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, many people didn't use the seatbelts, even though they knew they should. And nowadays, most people put on their seatbelt by reflex and feel kind of naked in a car without a seatbelt on. At least most and many people do. So I think it's like that with ACL prevention. I think we're at the point now where people know it works, but it's not being widely implemented. Now, there's certainly schools, a lot of the Division I female basketball programs, collegiate programs, are doing it because they can't afford to have one of their stars go down with an ACL injury, and they know that many, many have. In female, because females are at much higher risk of ACL tears than males, high school basketball and soccer teams, female teams in particular, have multiple kids with ACL tears on average. They have, you know, two, three, four kids with ACL tears. And same thing in college. So if you have some of the top collegiate programs are doing it, but many, many high schools are not. And it's very easy to do. It's not that complicated. And it could be implemented as part of gym class. It could be part of the basketball warm-up for the varsity team or the JV team. But really, it could be a part of all kids' gym classes, a 10-minute warm-up a few times a week. It doesn't take much. So to answer your question, yes, it is being implemented some places, but certainly not anywhere near as much as it could and should be.
And in fact, one of the things that many of these are exercises you should that many people do otherwise for strength, and so you could put these in an easy sequence, and not only gain strength and core strength as well. So you do the lunge and the squat as well as planks, and you teach dynamic exercises and how to do those both dynamically, and then how to jump and how to land and practice it. So I think this is a wonderful book that probably all of us. Now, when I say I say, how important is it for us older folk to do it as opposed to the young kids?
Well, it depends. So I think if you're someone who does a little, let's say a little weight training and you ride a stationary bike, you're probably not going to tear your ACL. You're at pretty low risk. But there's a lot of folks now over 40, over 50, who are doing things like tennis, skiing, and those sports, particularly skiing. I see a lot of people in the winter over 40 tearing their ACL skiing. Often not going that fast. They just fall and twist awkwardly, largely oftentimes because their bindings are too tight. But there are other reasons too. And so those folks would benefit tremendously from doing these prevention exercises, before the ski season or all year round, depending on what other activities they're involved in.
The book is The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sports' Most Devastating Injuries. It's a wonderful book and really well illustrated. Robert G. Marks, M-A-R-X, M-D. You'll want to, in fact, call him if you're in any place near New York and have an injury. He's a pro at the knee and is one of the main pros at the Hospital for Special Surgery. But get this book if you've got kids or grandkids. This is a wonderful book to learn how to keep your knees intact. And the website, www.drrmarx.com. Thank you, Dr. Marks.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Joe, we're going to not have time for the tip of the week this week because I ran over.
That's fine. A lot of great information in that segment with Dr. Marks. To reach the show, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com. Miss a segment, miss a guest, miss a topic, radiomd.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products and you get a free gift. Famous D-Herbs all-natural all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.